Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National 311 Day. It's also National Funeral Director Day. It's National Promposal Day. National Johnny Appleseed Day. And National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. Oh, I don't want to forget National Napping Day. I feel like I really do need to nap because, we have had such a busy weekend. So on Friday night, we had the mix and Daniel and I did a recording. Everything went smoothly. Well, nothing ever goes completely smoothly. I don't remember exactly what the issue was. Oh, yeah. I couldn't get his Zoom video the right width for whatever reason to match our output on the video content for the show. And I was 15, 20 minutes sitting there trying to resize this Zoom window and doing all this kind of crazy, crappy stuff. But anyway, so we eventually got it working enough to do a show. And then I realized I didn't have the audio on for the video, which is going to make it harder to edit. We only have a couple and a very small portion of our live listeners actually watch the live video. Part of it might be the audio on the live is really bad because I have some sort of ground loop or something going into my video switcher. I need to figure it out. But it's finding the time to do that because, you know, it's a hobby and editing and coming up with topics and all the stuff we do to prep for the show and all that, it takes time. And so finding additional time to fix the audio going into the video and all of that kind of stuff, there is more time to be taken, but can't do it all. We do have a voicemail, so I am going to go ahead and play the voicemail. Let's have a listen.
And they fed me.
Adam, it's Scotty.
Like, oh, you got to get his weight up.
Hi, Scotty.
So
I can't believe it.
I have no scientific facts behind this, but I'm thinking that
yes,
maybe premature babies have a tendency to be overweight later in life.
But yes, I was preemie as well. My twin brother and I.
So why are we listening to me in the background? I'm going to have to stop playing these voicemails on the episode because we can't even hear what you're saying. Like, how does anybody think? Anyway, I'm playing it, but let's make sure your voicemails are audible.
Hi. We were born 9 weeks premature. That's a lot, right? And you're asking ChatGPT right now. Let's listen and see what the answer is. Although ChatGPT is dumb, it won't know.
So we're gonna actually
the suspense.
We're gonna sit here and listen to.
Gus just gone to college, finished high school. I know if I was in America and I had rich parents, I could have just gone to college because I could have just paid my way in, I guess. And then right now I'd be working for like a mega corporation and I'd be earning $200,000 a year, and I'd have an award-winning podcast and I'd complain about my job every day. But I was born in Australia. Sucks to be me. Okay, well, we'll just be fatties together. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler. Bye.
Thanks for your call, Scotty.
Woodhaven.
Let's not listen to my show in the background of voicemails. I feel like if next time I'm going to put my foot down. If it happens again, I'm not playing it on the show. Because people have already listened to the show. It's going to be really boring for people to listen to a voicemail that is an old episode of the show. But I do appreciate your call, and not to scold you, but I'm just letting folks know for the future, I will not be playing voicemails that are just basically my show in the background. So it's you know, you can comment on it, but there's no need to play the episode in the background. I know you think that's creative and funny and all that kind of stuff, but it was very distracting. And I can't imagine it was enjoyable for people to listen to. So anyway, premature. And yes, I've always dealt with weight issues because at various points in my life, I've been, successful and not successful in doing that, in dieting or exercising or whatever the case may be. But it's always been something that if I'm not paying attention to it, it will start creeping back up. It's always a thing. So anyway, thank you for the call. And we had a weekend, of course, like I already talked about Friday night, just a normal mix minus with technical challenges, which now, as I sit here trying to edit it on a Sunday, it's taking me a little bit of extra time, but it is what it is. That's what happens. So after that on Saturday was a jam-packed day, like a super jam-packed day. We had so much planned for Saturday. We wanted to watch Dune Part 2. And we also, I've been sequestering most of my workout to the weekends. And so I'll do 2 hours on Saturday morning and 2 hours on Sunday morning. And then I only work out twice a week, 30 minutes a day in the morning on Tuesday and in the morning on Thursday, so that I get around 5 hours a week of working out. But again, most of it is on the weekend. And so I started my day with that. I got up early, like 8 o'clock. And normally I stay up late on Friday nights because we record the mix. And then, like I've said before, I have to unwind after I have recorded the mix. I don't feel like going to bed right away. I'm very lively and energetic and all of that kind of stuff. And I just don't feel like going to bed right away. And so I'll put on whatever the TV show of the month is that I'm blasting through in any of my free time. And right now it's the Gilmore Girls. I'm only on season 2, so I've got a long way to go on that. I think there were 7 original seasons, and then they did some revival season on Netflix. I don't know if it was just once. I haven't investigated that, but so, I put on that and I get hungry and I want a snack or something like that. Which is challenging when you're on Noom or when you're on like a diet program. It's really challenging when you're up at like midnight or 1 a.m. and you're hungry because you've just expended all this energy doing a podcast, because podcasting is very energy consuming. And then you get hungry and you've probably consumed all your calories for the day. Also, one should not be eating at 1 a.m, I think. I really don't know. I would like to believe it doesn't matter what time of day you consume your calories, but I have seen studies that do show that if you eat earlier in the day, that it's better. So all these people that stop eating around 7, that eat their dinner at 4 in the afternoon, are probably better. It's probably better for them. But I think it also has to do with what time you go to bed, because digestion and sleeping and all that kind of stuff, if you're not going to bed, then maybe you have a little bit more wiggle room. Anyway, regardless, it's probably not good to eat at 1 a.m. I did have a snack, but it is what it is. So I got up on Saturday, did my workout, weighed myself. I had lost 0.7 pounds. So the last time I weighed, I was 177.7. And now I'm an even 177. So I'm still losing weight. It's going a little bit slower than I would like at this point. But again, I'll just say losing weight slowly is probably better. And so hopefully that's a good thing. Maybe it won't come back as quickly if it does come back. But anyway, so I had lost some weight, so I was happy about that. Had to immediately jump in the shower, get ready. I'm doing another thing where I'm trying not to wear logoed t-shirts. I feel like in my 40s, I should be doing a little bit more with my fashion. So it's not much, but I'm trying to stop. I have a habit of just wearing all these t-shirts that have logos from every trip that Mark and I have taken. So I've decided to wear more short sleeve buttons, button ups and polo shirts and, you know, things with undershirts and layering and things of that nature. So I'm trying to slowly, again, all this stuff I'm doing in my life this year, the year of Adam, 2024, I'm doing slowly. So I'm trying to, you know, reduce the number of t-shirts I wear in a week, increase the number of other types of shirts, adding an undershirt occasionally so I have some layers. Maybe adding a necklace. I know that's how 90s is that of me of wearing a necklace, but I mean, who cares? All kinds of fashions come back. So I got my shower. We went to lunch at a place called Mockingbird Kitchen. I had a chorizo and mushroom slice of quiche with some grits, and we had a piece of pie for dessert. We shared it, you know, so I could watch the calories. And then we went and saw Dune, which is on IMAX, which is really good. I'm getting so old. I'm like, this movie is so loud. That's what I think. Some of these movies, it's kind of like, have you ever watched Mad Max Fury Road? And the drums, boom, 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 like all throughout the movie. And you can't even hear yourself think. I felt like I might be going a little bit deaf just watching this movie in IMAX. But it was a good movie. We enjoyed it. I did not fall asleep, even though I was tired. And so it was a good movie. Immediately after the movie, we had a birthday dinner we had to go to that was at 4 p.m. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, maybe. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.